Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design Conference Call for the 24th day of March, year 2024. I am your host, Pastor Dan, and the topic for today's broadcast is Stay Grounded. We dedicate this broadcast to our Heavenly Father, Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this broadcast to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yahweh in ancient or paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the broadcast. Prinhanda, Cumri Ambith. Our website is www.pastordan.net. And again, Pastor Dan has no spaces in there. It's all together, pastordan.net. And we have several pages on there. The Daily Mail page, of course, is where we put links to information concerning health, politics, prepping, you name it. And also there's a home page, their first page, and that's where you find information on how to make a donation if you feel led to do so. And for the folks that do, Yahweh bless your hearts. There's another page called Contact Us. If you don't have my personal contact information, you can leave a message there, and I will see to it as quickly as possible. Richard Buckminster Fuller told us, you never change things by fighting the existing Babylon. Well, he said reality, but we'll call it Mystery Babylon. To change something, meaning the world we live in, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. How do we apply that to what's happening today? Well, this model that we're living in right now is full of lies and deception. So what would be the opposite? Truth and transparency. And that's what most people are missing today. I watched quite a few videos between last night and this morning where there are many, many people who are forlorn and basically distraught over the condition of the world. And that's why the title for today, Stay Grounded, is because I am finding that most of the people who are fearful about what's happening and what we see around us are those who are not grounded, first of all, in Yahweh himself. And Yahweh is truth. So when you're grounded in Yahweh, you are grounded in reality or truth. And yes, we will stick out like a sore thumb when we compare ourselves to the world around us. And the good news is that our Father told us through the scriptures that he was going to separate the wheat from the chaff, the goats from the sheep, at the latter part of the age. And that's exactly what's happening. You can see it. You're living it right now. You're being separated. Time after time, I'm getting phone calls or emails or texts from people who feel alone because they have left their relationships with other people based on whether or not they're truth tellers and truth seekers. But that's exactly what's supposed to happen. Yet it's kind of funny, when we started this radio show almost 25 years ago, we talked about this often, that the day would come when the separation would happen, that it would be painful. Why? Because you're going to lose relationships with people you care about or that you thought were one way and you find out that they're not. They're actually another way. In other words, you thought maybe they were truth seekers or they were Yahweh lovers, and yet they weren't. They were of the world. And I'm finding that even with some of the folks that I know, especially now that things have heated up so dramatically. And by the way, I just saw something come out about a comet and a blood moon all supposed to be happening within the next 24 hours. So be careful. Anytime there's signs in the heavens like this, it can portend of something good or evil, depending on the people on the earth. The bad guys, they tend to do things with events like this happening. They use them as an excuse or a ruse to perpetuate some sort of an event. So be on your guard. That's the warning right there. And again, stay grounded. All these things that are happening right now are to generate fear and angst amongst the believers. And this could be Yahweh testing us, our resolve. It could be happenstantial. But the main point of it is it's happening, and we have to deal with it. And again, stay grounded in the truth, stay grounded in each other, stay grounded in the Father, and we will get through this time of trial and tribulation, even though it's not going to be always that easy. Remember, Henry David Thoreau said that there are 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil to one who is striking at the root, and that's part of the problem today. The enemy has created thousands of branches on this tree of evil doings, and people are whacking away at it, whether it's education reform, medical mafia reform, government reform, you name it. We have a lot of things to rise up against, and yet all of them have a singular root, and the singular root is Judaism. Talmudism, which is the same thing, they worship and follow the teachings of the Talmud, not the Bible. That's a ruse. That is a facade. All right, so these people study this Talmud, which is the rantings of rabbis, probably sick and demented rabbis from hundreds and hundreds of years ago, and they teach it as if that's the voice of Yahweh God, and it's not. It's the voice of corrupt, evil, manipulating, and avarice individuals called Jews who are all about improving their lot in life, even at the expense of other people around them. And so that's what we see happening today. The Jews have risen to the top through machinations, through intimidation, assassination, blackmail, you name it. They didn't legitimately work their way there. You see, most people of this world tend to be somewhat honest, hardworking, and have some ethics, whereas the Jew has none. And so when you're in a world full of people who are ignorant of your misdoings, which the modern-day world, typically they are because of the propaganda, thanks to the electronic toilets, they're unaware that the Jews operate this way. And so if you are not knowing your enemy and you don't know how he does what he does, then it's easy for the Jew to pull wool over your eyes. Look at America, for instance. We started out as a Christian constitutional republic, and we flourished under that paradigm. Okay, the founding fathers were very specific that only white men who owned land, who were above board as far as their credentials and their behavior, only these people could hold office, cast a ballot, or sit in a jury. And when that was the rules of the day, we became very powerful, we were very moral, we were a very stable society. All right. And as the Jews came into power and taking over the money system, they bought their way in. And they slowly, like termites, they worked at taking our system down. And they convinced us this was a good thing. They called it being progressive, being modern. You don't want a bunch of old white guys telling you how to live. Well, those old white guys are the ones who founded the country. Those old white guys were philosophers. They studied history. Many of them could speak 5 or 6 languages. They didn't waste time with video games and everything else. They read books. They debated one another. They sat around and discussed world events. They were educated men, and they figured out what was wrong, what happened in Europe, and especially once the Jews got to taking over power in European nations and found out that the monarchies couldn't even survive. So they set up things differently here, and that's why it worked. But it didn't take very long for the Jews to finagle their way in, and like the termites that they are, they started working at tearing down the very structures that our founding fathers set up that kept us from disintegrating and degenerating into what we have today. So the very status of our society is evidence of the fact that the Jew has done his dirty deeds here. He's polluted the waters and poisoned the wells here in North America, just as he did to the wells in Europe. And so now the whole world is in travail because of this poisoning, because of this lying band of thieves and miscreants. And they are in this travail waiting for the righteous men that are still left. Sometimes it's a wonder that there are any, because they sure do a good job of staying hidden for the most part. But the whole world is waiting for a righteous army to rise up, as Ezekiel told us in chapter 37, to take this evil system down. And that's been my mission for 25 years, is to wake up our people. It's to administer, especially to our men, because 25 years ago, I realized that the white man had a great big target on his back, and virtually every segment of society was hell-bent on destroying the veracity of the authority of a white man. And it's been ongoing since the 70s, when I first noticed it in the Air Force, when they started bringing in females and minorities into the higher echelons of the maintenance departments of the United States Air Force. I was there. I was part of it. I saw it. And I believe it was providential that Yahweh put me there when he did, so that I could see it. I entered the military when it was still predominantly white men who were in the maintenance departments, which I was, radar and aircraft electronic countermeasures. Those were careers in the Air Force that required the highest test scores. And because of that, it was predominantly, almost virtually, all white men. So I entered into that, and I excelled at that. I was an honor student. I won a Master Technician Award. So I got to see it. And then around 1975, about halfway through my career in the military, somebody from Washington, we can only guess who, right? Yeah, some Jew, convinced somebody to diversify. We need to diversify the military. So this has been going on for 50 years, folks. 50 years, a half a century, my lifetime as an adult. Okay, I've witnessed it. So they said, let's diversify these upper echelons of the maintenance departments, because it's all white guys. We can't have that. Well, that all sounds well and good, except for the fact, did they force the women and the men of the minorities? Did they force them to study and get the same test scores that all the rest of us got? No, they did not. How did they do it then? How do you allow them to come in, because they have to pass the tests? Well, what you do, which is what the Jews always do, you adulterate by admixture, and so they lowered the test scores required. And sure enough, I saw it happen at my own squadron. Within months of them doing this, all of a sudden, here comes minorities, here comes females, and here comes lower IQ'd whites. And so for the next 2 years, me and the guys that had been at the squadron got to witness what happened to the morale and what happened to the level of maintenance on the B-52 bombers that we took care of. We got to see what happens when you do that. I got to live through it, and this was in the 70s. What do you think has happened in the 50 years since? Now you know why our society is falling apart. I tried to warn people Even back then, I said, this is a bad trend. What are we doing? When I was asked to re-enlist by my master sergeant, who was in charge of our shop, he said, Dan, we would like you to re-enlist. And I said, re-enlist? Why would I re-enlist into this outfit? I've watched you kiss the ass on these minorities who are unfit for duty. They don't even make good soldiers, let alone technicians. And I've watched you kiss their ass, while those of us that are here busting our ass to make sure everything works right, you haven't had our back once. You're all about getting the minorities and taking care of all this new age shit that's coming out of Washington and the Pentagon. So it happened even back then. Now, 50 years later, look at the results of decades of this kind of stupidity in our society. You can't find a decent auto mechanic. I won't even go to the dealerships anymore. It used to be you paid more, but a dealership generally had better technicians. That's not true anymore, at least not down here, not where I'm at. The last three times I took a car to a dealership, I was ripped off, and they never did fix anything. And these other medium shops and stuff that are in the town and whatnot, it's a hit and miss thing whether you're going to get somebody that actually knows what he's doing. And you can't take their credentials. They used to hang things up there that I'm a certified ASME, certified mechanic. That used to mean something. Certification means nothing in an age when you are all about kissing the ass on minorities and everybody else to get them into the workplace, even though they don't deserve it. It's called mediocrity. Mediocre people are put into positions of power and decision-making that don't belong there. Instead of a meritocracy, where merit is what America started out to be, a meritocracy, you earned your position by working hard and educating yourself to be the best you could be. That America is gone. It's been gone. And I told the ladies in the family and amongst my friends back during the feminist years, you're going to wish this had never happened. Trust me, the day will come where you're going to wish feminism had never reared its ugly head in this world. Now we look around. What is running the world we have in? Minorities and females. Everywhere you look, you don't see the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male anywhere. So they have succeeded. Voila, here we are. 50 years later, they have succeeded. The white Anglo-Saxon Protestant man is pretty much out of the picture. Disenfranchised, looked upon as if he's weak, destroying his status as head of the household, head of the country. We've been displaced. Now look what you have running the show. See, back then they said, well, they're just a bunch of pious and misogynistic white men who are just full of themselves and are arrogant and everything else. Yeah, did we have some white guys that were assholes, so to speak? Yeah, we did. Of course we did. But you know what? There were a lot of really good, hardworking white guys back in the 60s and 70s that I knew that when they ran into a guy with that kind of attitude, he was typically dealt with. And sometimes it might even require taking the guy out behind the shop and administering some blows, whether with fists or with some kind of a baton. But you took care of the guy. It wasn't like he got to run around with that big mouth and taking advantage of everybody as the Jew tries to paint the picture when white men ruled America. That's not the way it was. And again, there's always exceptions, but in general, we were a much more civil society and we accomplish things, which the Jew, of course, cannot stand. And so they started tearing us apart, first with feminism and then the affirmative action bullshit and all this other crap that came along from the 60s and 70s. And they promoted the drug use and the free sex and everything else. And they knew what it would do to us. They knew from biblical times when they did it to Israelites back in the days of Balaam and Balak. So it's nothing new. They're not brilliant. They're just playing the same things over and over again. We're just too stupid to realize that what these Jews are doing to us. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. We need to turn our backs on all of their New Age philosophies and all the other stupidity that comes out of a Jewish brain that you buy into because they have the money to promote it. You see, it's the root of all evil. Money, money, money. They don't care about us. And ladies, they sure as hell don't care about you. They are monsters, just as Yahshua said of them in John chapter 8. They are devils. They are adversaries in shoe leather, not spiritual, not some demon that comes from the underworld. No, they come from the house next door or the business down the street. They wear shoe leather. They got faces with hooked nose and beady eyes. All right? They are the monsters running loose in your society with all of these antichrist ideas. And because they control the money, they are able to force their ideas on us. Because they take advantage of our weaknesses. And what weakness would that be, Dan? Oh, that's right, because we love money. We don't love virtue. We don't love integrity anymore. We love money. And we'll do whatever it takes to get money. And the Jew loves that about us. They know that they can get whatever they want because all they got to do is dangle a few digital shekels in front of our people and they'll lay over and just do whatever the Jew says. That's why Scripture says, why did he send a strong delusion upon the people? So much so that they would believe a lie. Well, go read your book. It says so. It says, because they no longer loved the truth. They no longer loved the truth. Take a look at the white race today on this earth. How many of them do you know that literally love, seek, desire truth, no matter how much it hurts? How many do you know? I don't know very many. I'm sad to say. I don't know very many. They want this, the soft, easy words. The scripture puts it how? Oh, they want their ears tickled. That means tell me the things I want to hear. Okay? You know, tell me I look good in these clothes. Tell me I'm a good swimmer. Tell me I'm a smart individual. Tell me I'm a good driver. Whatever. Soothe my ego. Don't tell me the truth. Tell me that the guy down at that building called a church is telling me the truth, that he really cares about me and he knows Yahweh himself. He studies the word and he's praying to the Father every day. So he really has my best interest at heart. Tell me those soft words. And that I'll get to this place called heaven if I just go to that whitewashed sepulcher every Sunday morning and I sit there bored out of my mind listening to this boring sermon about some nonsensical bullshit. And we'll sing a few hymns and shake a few hands and then we'll run home to get to the TV set to watch the football game and eat our lunch. I've been there. I know what happens. I've seen it. That's what the Jew has got us believing, the lie. As Ella in one of her latest emails had put out there, talking about the way. What is the way? Yahshua was known as the way. We were called the followers of the way. Right? It's a path. It's a way of life. it's not a attendance once a week in a building like that means anything. It's not you claiming to be a lover of Yahshua and the scriptures. Those are the people we said pay lip service. They give me lip service, but their hearts are far from me. You know, most people today in this world, that fits them. That's a description of them. Their hearts are far from the truth. They're far from the Creator. They want to believe almost any nonsensical bullcrap coming across the boob tube, or their small boob tubes now called cell phones and tablets. The Jew has worked tirelessly and spent millions of dollars to get white men to invent these things and develop them so that they can get them in the hands of as many people as possible, because they've got better propaganda tools. It was bad enough when every home had a television set, that electronic Talmud vision, that toilet. That was bad enough. Now they've got it to where every room of the house has a toilet in it. And when that's not enough, they got you carrying a little toilet in your pocket called a cell phone and a tablet. You can carry it with you 24 hours a day. So the Jew has constant access to pump his propaganda down your throat. And we wonder why people are so screwed up. But again, stay grounded. How do you stay grounded in this? Well, we'll call it a storm. We are in a storm with waves. And these people, these waves of aliens, aliens by race, aliens by culture, aliens by faith, invading our lands, and our people sit on their ass like, well, we can handle it. Really? How are you going to handle it? They're taking over. I just got a text last night from a friend of mine that took a job, a short-term job on the west coast of California. And it's in Southern California, and he showed a picture of some little local dive where you can go to get drinks and different things going on. And he took a picture, and it was near the beach. It was beautiful beach, beautiful scenery. The sun was just getting ready to set. But the reason he took the picture is because everybody at this eatery and over at this other club and all the other little buildings and stuff by this area here, everybody in the line to use it, 99% of them were Latinos. And he said, you know, it's a shame. When I first started coming out here to work about 35 years ago, it was all white liberals in this town. The whites have all moved out and the browns have all moved in. It's happening all over America, and yet white people still think somehow it's just not going to happen to us. These non-whites move in, and you don't think that things are going to happen to you? Take a look at America, even, in the last 10 to 20 years. Do you see very many white Anglo-Saxon Protestants in government at any level? They're almost non-existent. And now you're getting all the Jewish bullshit from the Talmud being shoved down your throat. And it started in 1974, again, while I was in the Air Force, when we said it was okay to murder a baby. Now, how did Jews get us ready for that? They started using their propaganda tool, especially the one that they love using, which was Talmud vision. You might call it television. I call it Talmud vision. TV, Talmud vision. They started promoting the idea that it wasn't a baby in your belly, it was a fetus. This is how the Jews work. Just like Christ said, beware the leaven of the Pharisees. The Pharisees, these were the Jews of the day. The leavening process, what is it? Making small, almost imperceptible changes in a thing or a process. That's the leavening process. And Christ said, beware the leaven of the Jew communist pigs that walk amongst you. And are we doing that? No, we're not. We fell for it. I remember when people first started saying, "What? There's a fetus. We took a picture of the fetus today. The fetus is... I said, fetus? What the hell do you mean fetus? Are you talking about a baby? Oh no, that's the new... Educated people use that term. Academia calls it fetus. Now, once they got you used to calling it a fetus, then it was a pretty easy step to say, well, a fetus doesn't have a soul. A fetus is not alive. It's up to the girl whether she wants to have the baby, as if that baby doesn't have a right to life. And we fell for it. How many years has it been now? We fell for it, and it still goes on. Still goes on. I remember looking at my friends in the Air Force when we would get together sometimes at each other's homes and whatnot. I remember looking at them and said, you can start the timer today. Well, what do you mean by that, Dan? I said, you can start the timer for the demise of this nation today. Oh, that ain't never going to happen, Dan. This is the United States of America. This is a what nation, and we are never going to fall down because we're just too rich and powerful, Dan. I said, start the timer. When you can't protect the life of a child in its mother's womb, you're toast. You're on your way out. Now, was that prophetic? I like to think Yahweh's spirit gave me that message. As imperfect as I am, I like to think he gave me that thought and that message because as a boy, that's what I ask him to do. Make my thoughts his thoughts, make my words his words. That was my prayer as a young boy. So when I spoke to those people, I spoke to them as if it was the Father talking to them. Because to me, it was very clear. If you can't protect a child, then what the hell good are you? An innocent child in a mother's womb, and you can't protect it? You don't deserve to survive. I hate to tell you, but you don't. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how much industry you have. I don't care how many of the modern toys you've got accumulated in your home and your garage. You're on your way out. You have no moral fiber. You're weak. You're like the willow. You're going to keep bending, bending, bending. We don't ever stand straight and tall anymore and stand against inequity when we find it. When we find antichrist-type behavior and verbiage and activities going on, we don't stand against anything anymore. Why? Because you can't even stand up for a child. Now, this is the same society that proclaims it's a child's right to pick its gender and to go through gender-changing surgery without mom and dad's approval, and yet they cannot acknowledge that a baby in the womb needs to be protected. These same people. It's called hypocrisy. Oh, that same scripture where Yahshua told us to beware the leaven of the Pharisees, he said hypocrisy would be a telltale sign of who you're dealing with. Did he not? Hypocrisy. And you will find no greater hypocrites on this earth than a Jew. Oh, we've got white people that are pretty damn bad, and we've got people of all color that are pretty much hypocrites, but you're not going to find percentages like you will amongst Jews. The vast majority are extreme hypocrites. In fact, all you got to do is look over there at that litter box in Palestine called Israeli. No, it's not called Israel. It's called Israeli. And there's a reason for that if you look into it. Now, you look at that whole nation. That whole nation is nothing but hypocrites because Jews are constantly telling white nations to open their borders and that it's racist to not let all these people in. And yet Israel is one of the most racist nations on earth. Hypocrites. It's not a coincidence that virtually every white nation is now governed by Jews. Macron in France, Trudeau in Canada, the White House and the U.S. government here is 100% kike because even if they're not racially a kike, they are mentally and physically in the pocket of the kikes. And so the kikes run it. Many of the people in Washington that people say are white or claiming to be Catholic, like Pelosi. Yeah, Pelosi's a freaking Jew. Unbelievable. Oh, no, Dan, she's Catholic. What? Oh, please. You people are so damn stupid, it's beyond belief. And that was the other downfall with the advent of the television. When people, and I'm ashamed to say of it, even in my own family, when people got this idea that if it was on the television, it must be true. I still marvel that anybody would think that way, but they do. It's on the television, therefore it must be true? That's almost as stupid as saying, well, it's coming across my computer feed onto my flat screen, my image of the beast. It must be true. Unbelievable. But again, the craziness that's going on is creating a lot of fear and angst amongst our people at this time. And this is the testing of our father, of our mettle, so to speak. Where do we stand? What will we tolerate? And will we stand tall and not be ashamed of him and his message to our people at this time? Because most of these cretins out here, they don't want to hear it. I long ago realized that it's not our job to evangelize. That's the modern day church. That's the Catholic thing, because the Catholic Church was always political. And so they made it a doctrinal thing that you should go out and witness and try to win people over to Christianity. But what they really meant was Roman Catholicism, because that meant power and money to the hierarchy of the Roman Catholic Church, which is all demonic, by the way. It's just amazing, amazing to me at how we have been duped and deceived and how easily it was accomplished. The past 4 years made that abundantly clear, when a piece of dog manure gets up in front of a TV screen named Anthony Fauci and tells you that we have a pandemic when there's no sign of a pandemic anywhere. No sign. None. I remember very clearly when it all first started. And I remember going outside my brother's house, because I was visiting with him in Virginia at the time, and I said, where do you see a sign of a pandemic? Where? It's all on television. It's all them telling you. And even from the beginning, I had friends of mine in Philadelphia, New York, Chicago, Dallas, and other places calling me, Dan, I've been down to the local hospitals. There's nothing going on. Oh, yeah, they set up tents. They made it look like there was going to be this rush of people with all these illnesses coming in. He goes, but there's nobody there. It's all a show. From day one, it was a show, a staged event, and yet people allowed these assholes to demolish the middle class, to have us stay at home and not fellowship with our brethren and our families, for our old folks, our senior citizens, to die alone because of a lie. A bold-faced lie. And yet people are so timid today. Even though many of them at the gut level knew something was wrong, and yet they still went along with it. That is a sign of weakness. Weak-willed people. no backbone, no stones, no intestinal fortitude whatsoever to go along, to get along. And I'm, again, ashamed that amongst my own family and friends, that applied to many, unfortunately. And the surprising thing was that many people I thought would have integrity and take a stand against this caved. Caved. Whereas members of the family and friends that I thought would never take a stand actually did. As my cousin did with his four daughters who were all nurses. And he begged them not to put that serum in their bodies, and they all four lost jobs because of it. And to this day, though, they're blessed. They still have good health. They didn't do it. They have different jobs now. Some of them even left nursing. But they're employed, and they're happy, and they're glad that they took their stand. But all four of them were fired. Do you see my point I'm trying to make here, what the Father's trying to get us to see and try to get us to do? You know, again, stay grounded in Him. In this storm of lies and deceptions and manipulations and propaganda, you have to stay grounded. Yahweh has to be your touchstone. He has to be the one and only thing that you can trust above all other things on this earth. No man and no woman. No. Yahweh. Because we men and women are fallible. We are all fallible. He is not. Okay? So He does not care about propaganda. He doesn't care about your desires or what. He's truth. That's why He is the way. He is the path that we should all be on. If we care about each other, if we care about this world in which we live, if we care about the environment, if we care about anything, we must be lovers of truth. That's why He said, I am the truth, the way, and what? The life. They're all three tied together. He also said, if you do not seek the truth, what? Depart from me. You can say all the Hail Marys and prayers and hallelujahs and praise Jesus as you want, but your hearts are far from me, saith Yahweh. You don't care about the truth. All you care about is the show. You care about looking good. You care about being accepted more than you do the truth. Because when you're a truth seeker, you're going to want the truth about everything. Government, finance, medicine, education, sports, celebrities, the Jew. You want the truth. You're not going to fall for this, oh, you can't say anything bad about Jews because of the Holocaust. The Hoaxacost, you mean? Another Hollywood production, and you fell for it? Just like the moon landings, you fell for that bullshit, too? That we've been to outer space and back, you fell for that garbage? These miscreants that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, they can't even deliver the mail on time, and yet you think they did something like that and got away with it and accomplished it multiple times? I got news for you. No, they did not. You're living a world that has been created for you through images. The images controlled by the beast, or images of the beast, if you will. These images have created a reality for you that is not real. It's almost like the Matrix was put together to put it in your face. They love mocking you. You know that, right? They put these movies out there and act like they're fiction, but they're actually telling you the truth. There was a movie put out a long time ago called Capricorn One. Have you ever seen it? It's a B movie. It's not a really great movie, but it's interesting. The whole concept of the movie was the fact that the astronauts never left the ground. Now, that was a movie they put out a long time ago, but of course it didn't get much press, and most white people were too busy to pay much attention. Oh, that's just a movie, Dan. Yeah, that was the Jew telling you, hey, those guys, nobody's going to strap their ass to a rocket and go up there. It's going to kill them. Just watch Capricorn One sometime. You can stomach it. Get through it. Just watch that and then watch the interviews of the astronauts. That's what's fun to do. Watch the movie and then find the video clips of the first astronauts and tell me they're not exactly the same. You can tell by the expressions on their faces and the things they're saying, it was all a staged event, and they partook in it, and they knew they sold their souls to the devil, to the adversary, for fame, for glory, for money, whatever, but they all sold out and went along with the program. And you people, I'm going to tell you something. I was in the military, I was in nuclear power, and I also was in some other industries in my lifetime. And I saw people sell out all the time. It was embarrassing, actually, how many people sell out. Or as one person told me when I was a young man, and I said, well, you know what they're doing is wrong. He said, you're getting paid, aren't you? That was the American way at that time, back in the 70s. You're getting paid. So it didn't matter that what they were doing was wrong or that it was a lie, etc. All that mattered to them was you're getting paid. I stood there and was absolutely flabbergasted. I grew up in a home where we talked about the Bible. We talked about the Constitution. We talked about the way a white man and white woman should live with integrity. And I get out into the real world, and I find out white people don't have any integrity at all. They went the way of the Jew. If it puts money in my pocket, who cares? So in the Air Force, they didn't care when it was right and wrong. You're getting paid. Don't worry about it. You're not paid to think. You're not paid to do this. You're not blah, blah, blah. Just take your paycheck and shut up. Then I get out and go into the power industry, and it was the same thing. What that guy just said was wrong. Not, hey, Dan, you're getting paid. We pay you well. Just shut up and do your job. So if it's happening at the low levels like that, what do you think's happening in Washington and all these other places? That's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's happening. Just shut up and do what we say. I told you the story where a very good friend of mine from Alabama, he had a cousin who was a U.S. representative. He was in the House of U.S. Representatives, and he quit after 1 year and came home. And when my friend went to his cousin and asked him why, he said, I'm getting out of Washington before they do to me and my family what they've done to everyone else in Washington. And what did they do? They blackmailed them and they forced them to go along. Years later, he told his cousin, my friend, what it actually was the day he decided to resign and come home from Washington. Dick Cheney, who's another gigantic piece of shit. Dick Cheney walked into his office and threw down a piece of paper on an upcoming bill and told him how he was going to vote on it. You don't think that happens in Washington? You don't think these kikes do that kind of thing? You don't have representative government. You haven't had it most of my lifetime. Wake the hell up. You have kike run government. That's why it doesn't change whether you elect one of the demons of the Democrats or the demons with the Republican names or even an independent. It doesn't matter. Dick Cheney's going to walk into their office or his equivalent, and he's going to tell them how to vote. He's going to tell them what to say. It's just like the good doctor that went into Washington to talk about preventative medicine, and the guy told him in the hallway before he went in there, he said, you know, they're not going to listen to you. You're just here for the show, dude. Wake up. You don't have a representative government. You haven't had one for a long time. You don't elect anybody anymore. Get over it. It's gone. It's over. This is the time Yahweh is going to say whether my people will take a stand and take this world back, or do you let the Antichrist take it and keep it? That's where we're at. You can't fix Babylon. Build a new model. Come out of it. Build a new model. Get together with people, whether it's at the community level, the precinct level, the county level, perhaps even the state level. Form a new government. Form a new society based on our Father in heaven and his law. Forget this nonsense of man's law. The Jew wants you to do that because they know they can get in there and corrupt men. Yahweh's law cannot be corrupted. You see the difference? Stop going the way the Jews want us to go. Stop believing the bullshit coming over your flat screens. Stop worshiping the image of the beast. That's what that means. Do you folks understand that? That is what it means. Worshiping the image of the beast. Images created across flat screens. Controlled by your enemy. The Antichrist Communist Jew. Stop believing it. That's worshiping it. Stop listening to it and obeying it. That's worshiping it. If we don't start thinking straight and coming out of this system and start developing our own biblically based communities, it's over. And you are not going to elect your way out of this one. As the old meme that's been going around says, you can vote your way into socialism or communism, but you're going to fight your way out of it. Well, America, you have voted your way into Jewish communism. Actually, they stole it from you, but you thought you were voting. It really didn't make a difference. The point of it is, that process is already come and gone. You are full-blown communists now. You are Jewish communists, and you're going to have to fight your way out. Let that sink in, because a lot of people are still in la-la land thinking that there's the white knight going to come to the rescue. I hate to tell you this. I don't see it in the scripture anywhere. Saving Yeshua himself, but that's debatable when that time's going to be. Right now, you've got what's in your face. You've got the Antichrist taking control of the world in your face, taking the lives of multiple tens of millions of people through war, starvation, vaccination, and all these other population control mechanisms that Bill Gates, the kike, the pervert, talks about all the time, and the other pervert, kike, Schwab, and the rest of the kikes at the top. You've got the, if you want to call something Satan, there's your Satan, made up of all these many devils, these many adversaries. If you want to consider that a quote Satan, then that's your Satan. That's your overall adversary, made up of many little parts, all of them Jewish. And the ones that aren't Jewish are under Jewish domination and payment. becoming twice the children of hell that they are, because they are proselytes. They are whites, browns, yellows, and blacks who are doing the bidding of their master, the Jew, becoming twice the child of hell. The grave, Sheol. It's a sad state of affairs. And really what's the saddest part is the lack of integrity by so many people. The lack of the desire to fight and resist evil. Even though the scripture says, resist evil, fight evil, and it will flee. When the righteous stand firm, the wicked flee. They don't have any fight in them. They got to get you to fight their wars. The dumb goyim that spill their blood upon a battlefield for these bastards, wake the hell up. When the righteous stand firm, the wicked flee. Amazing times. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. These are the perilous times that you told us about, and they are truly wicked. They are truly sapping us of our strength and our joy, especially when we allow too much of this information to flood into our brains. We need to step away from the electronic devices at times and just think about you. And even if it means go lay down on your bed and close your eyes in total silence and in darkness and just listen to you via the Holy Spirit. Those are the times that matter, not this nonsense that we see going on around us. Help us, Father, to realize that. Help us to pray as if everything depends on you, and that you are our touchstone, our rock, our savior, our fortress, our refuge. Help us to understand that the truth comes from you and nowhere else. And also the will to survive and the will to take a stand against wickedness, wherever we find it, that comes from you too, Father. We are weak. We are like little children. No matter what our age, we are pitiful at best. But if you will take a hold of our hand, and if we will trust you like little children, you have promised to lift us up and make us the men and women that we should be. Help us at our gut level. Understand this simple truth, Father, and abandon the things of this world and seek you and only you and your truth and your way as the path to righteousness and salvation of the wickedness that we find ourselves swimming amongst. To that end, Father, we ask for your forgiveness for our sins and shortcomings, and as we ask you to guide us and be with us in all that we say and do to thy glory and for your kingdom on this earth. We ask and pray in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.